It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Welcome to the 40 for 40 for the Liberty Bowl. This is we're gonna get the Liberty Bowl as much of a preview as it possibly deserves.
Can you do more of a Memphis welcome?
Welcome.
Thank you.
You gotta swallow you. the whole word. It's gotta like happen like welcome.
Okay, thank you.
To the Liberty Bowl. That's not right. But yeah, welcome.
Welcome. I'm a tried.
Welcome.
Also, you need a musical backing that sounds like every rap song of now, but 20 years ago. you just need like the Caveman 3-6 Mafia beat that like makes you wonder when you go back and listen to it, like, would modern music even sound like anything if this hadn't been made?
You also need a refrain that's just a bad idea. Most Memphis rap songs always involve just something that's just
breaking and entering. Breaking and entering.
Don't go to school. Get your money. You're like, what? No, wait.
Lose to Iowa State. Lose to Iowa State. No, come on.
In the Bible.
Text and drive. Text and drive. All my home do is we text and drive.
Losing to Iowa State gets you in the playoff.
Yeah. That's true. This is a combination of two teams where, you know, like one is Memphis where, yeah, there's probably a hit song called Text and Drive, right? Or like, you know, keep paint next to a heat element, right? Keep flammable goods next to open heat. Yeah. And then there's Iowa State, which is just nothing but like good living, right? Clean living, good water.
Yeah. Water. So you're saying in the Memphis rap song, they're like, throw out all your water. Throw out all your water. Just drink juice. Hot, just drink juice.
Convert all your water into Tang.
What the fuck is water? Bathe in Tang. Bathe in Tang.
All my people don't know H2O. What is water?
H2 hell no.
Broke boys on that water. We don't drink that water.
This is also the battle of two coaches who looked at the available coaching landscape, because neither Iowa State nor Memphis are places where you're like, yes, I'll stay here forever. And that's fine. And they said, no, thank you. Nope. I have seen the options available to me, and I choose not to level up. Nope, I will stay a level 3 mage. Thank you. And I don't want your spells, Tennessee. They're bad.
Yeah, because this is one of them games where the monsters level up with you, so there's no point in leveling up.
My spells just all you, are great, all you need... just that there's no spell that can ensnare Paul Johnson to be our next coach. He's impervious to magic and bullets.
You know he has some theories on the magic bullet, too. I mean the blender and
the
Kennedy assassination.
The magician or the vibrator.
All three.
And both of those things coincidentally make up a big part of the Memphis economy.
Jesus Christ. Hey, would you all like to hear a great Liberty Bowl story?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, so you may or may not know that the Liberty Bowl started in Philadelphia, which is a big reason why it has, you know, the fucking Liberty Bell on the logo. It was not very popular because it was an outdoor bowl played in the middle of winter up north. Hey, Pinstripe Bowl, we did watch you. You looked fun and bad for everyone involved. After 3 or 4 years, Atlantic City came calling to the Liberty Bowl organizers, and they said, hey, what if you had this bowl game indoors at a convention hall? Interesting idea. Do you think AstroTurf was invented at this point in time? Spoiler, no. No, it was not. So what did they do? They took the convention hall floor. Over the concrete, they put burlap. And then they put actual grass. And they left artificial lights running all day and all night so that the grass wouldn't die. The convention hall...
It's like Spencer's habitat.
It is extremely like what people in the 70s thought like a moon base would be like. And the convention hall floor was not big enough to hold the whole field, so each of the end zones had to be cut down by a couple yards. And that's how we played the Liberty Bowl in Atlantic City.
Still better than having a football game at Wrigley Field.
Which I'm pretty sure the game we're talking about here was Utah versus West Virginia. And the fact that West Virginia got to play in a bowl game in Atlantic City is just, just love it. Just fucking love it.
How many people in the stands were like, yeah, we'll go to the bowl game. It'll be absolutely great. Oh, God, there's One Leg Johnny. I never thought I'd see him again after that thing in Dearborn, Michigan went wrong. Fans still after us both. What will happen? Like every, there's so many Elmore Leonard novels just like waiting in the prospect of a West Virginia Mountaineers game that happens in Atlantic City.
And then Utah fans, too. They're the ones who get shot.
They are. I thought we'd have a nice time with their family.
Why did you think that?
This is why Utah fans have those wide calves and ankles. It's easier to get a flesh wound on them.
By the way, this is great value. It's a noon game, but you get Iowa State and Memphis, which are two teams that, are probably better than the Liberty Bowl, like TBH. But besides the Cotton Bowl for sheer value, the Liberty Bowl's right there, because these are two teams that had really good years, just managed to have, an unusual spot in the bowl draw, and, dynamic offenses to watch, cool players. You got a Lanning. You got a Ferguson. You got Mike Norvell, who at one point, remember, only coach I know of, who had cornrows.
Have we got Brett Bielema's Facebook pictures from...
No, we okay. need... You know Bielema probably did get cornrowed up in college at one point, but we don't have any photographic evidence of it.
You know where he got cornrowed, too.
No, he was actually trying to grow corn up there, is the thing.
See, it's an economy. I could have a still, and I could feed myself.